Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, lift your voice and say I am.
I am an overcomer.
Good morning, saints and friends, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and we are getting ready to kick off this message today, the power of the word, the power of the word. You don't want to miss that broadcast this morning, so go get your coffee, get your iPads and your iPhones, whatever it is that you use to take your notes. And join us this morning as we prepare a trip into the Word of God this morning. We're going to get started here briefly. All we want to do is we want to first make a couple of announcements. Hallelujah. This morning, this afternoon at 4 p.m., I will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Amen. For a special service with my good friend Pastor Chuck Bethany, Pastor Chuck Bethany of the Ark Church in Allen, Texas. The Ark Church in Allen, Texas. I will be there at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are going to have a great time in the Lord. The address for those of you that are in the Dallas, Texas area is 21 Prestige Circle, Allen, Texas, 75002 is the zip code, and we will be there again at 4 p.m. this afternoon for a power-packed service. You don't want to miss it if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Calling for the partners that are in that area, come out, be a part of the service this afternoon. Amen. So we're going to be in Dallas, Texas. I will be in the Oklahoma City area again in a couple of weeks, and I'll share the details on next week's broadcast. And we just want to give God the glory for what he's doing. He's keeping me busy, keeping me moving around. Glory to God. And so we want you to know where we're going to be so that those of you that are regular listeners can be a part of the live audience when we are in the area so that you can participate in the power-packed anointing that is a part of the meetings that God uses us to establish. I mean to tell you, we have a time in the Lord. Amen. I'm looking for God to send me to the Cleveland, Ohio area. I want to go to Cleveland this year, so praying that the Lord will open some doors so I can come to Cleveland. Also, I'm looking to be in the North Carolina area before the year is out. Glory to God. And I will be in Atlanta, I know for certain, in May, because I have a graduation to attend. And so I'm hoping that the Lord will allow me to put some work in the Atlanta GA area. See if I can get together with some of our friends and partners in the Atlanta area and see if we can't make that happen this year before the year is out. I'll be in Indianapolis before the year is out. I'll be in Bloomfield, Connecticut before the year is out in the first week in August, I believe. And so the Lord has me on a mission this year to move around and move about, and in order to do so, it takes the help of our listening partners. Glory to God. It takes the help of our listening partners that will allow us to move around, move about, do the things that God has called us to do. And we want to get around to each and every place that the Lord tells us to, but how many of you know that takes not only the will of the Lord, but it also takes moolah, money. And so in order for us to be able to do what we do, because we are solely dependent upon our listening audience for our ability to be able to move around and to share the gospel with people, we need our partners and those that are first-time listeners to sow a seed of support every month. Glory to God. A seed of support, we don't tell you what to sow. Pray for the Lord to use you. There are people that use the ministry as a covering agent, and so they send their tithes and their gifts and their offering to the ministry. And we thank God for that. And most of you that have been a part of this broadcast know that not only do we use it to get out, move around the country, but we use it to bless people, benevolence issues, people that have financial needs. We want to be a blessing to people that are in need, amen, but we can't do it without your support, amen. And so in order to sow a seed of support, all you have to do is go to our website at kogwoc.org. That's kogwoc.org. Sow a seed of support and be a part of what the Lord is doing ministry-wise and everything else with the kingdom of God. Amen. Kingdom Ministries. This is my 30th year in ministry. This year is my 30th year in ministry. And so we want you to be a part of the blessing that God has established through us by being a monthly supporter. You can do so again by going to our website, kogwoc.org, kogwoc.org. Hit the donate button. All your information is secured through PayPal. And sow a seed. One thing about it is that anybody that sows a seed in this ministry will testify that this is a place where you can not only see the hand of God, but you can experience the blessing of the Lord by being connected with this prophetic ministry. So for those of you listening, we want you to sow a seed of support. If everybody does a little, then that means we'll be able to do a lot. Amen. So I want to send a shout out to my internet friends, those of you that are listening by way of internet. Glory to God. Appreciate your support. And for our faithful friends, amen, that are listening on the phone lines, my phone line crew, God bless you this morning. I hope you got your coffee. Hope you got your coffee. Hope you got your donuts, whatever it is that you use. Glory to God. In order to get you started this morning, get that together. Bring the dog, bring the cat, have them sit down, listen to the word, amen, the Lord, to be a blessing to them as well. And we're going to get ready to get started in this message today, the power of the word. Amen. But before we get started, we're going to have a word of prayer this morning and then get into the teaching. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your attentiveness to this ministry, to this voice, oh God, that speaks on your behalf. Father, we pray that this be a blessed day, oh God, and blessed in the way that allows us to be able to hear something, oh God, that comes from your throne that will cause our life to change in a magnificent way. Father, we give you glory for the ability to pour into our hearts and open our minds prophetically, revelationally, that will allow us to receive, O God, from your hand that which is needed in order for your word, O God, to be seen as being true. Father, we give you glory, we give you honor for what you're about to say and what you are about to do in Jesus' name. And we don't apologize, O God, for the beating and the demise of the devil and his cohorts, O God, that come to kill, steal, and destroy. Let them sit there, O God, and hear about their demise, O God. And then when it's over with, oh God, we cast them out, we cast them down, we cast them into a place where they are bound, oh God, and unable to lift a finger towards your anointing. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. I feel very prophetic this morning. I feel a heavy prophetic anointing this morning. But then again, there always is whenever you talk about the word. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's someone here that is about to lose hope, and the Lord says that the thing that you are expecting will spring forth in a supernatural way within the first couple of days of the week. You will see a manifestation of your prayers, the Lord says. And you will know that the hand of the Lord is with you. You will know that the hand of the Lord is on you, and you will know that even through your weeping, joy is going to come. It's going to be a magnificent breakthrough on your behalf. God has targeted you to come out of the place where the enemy has brought great anxiety, great stress. The Lord is going to remove the stress. And peace is going to be still. Someone on the line is in a place of expectation. The Lord says to tell you that he will not disappoint. He will not disappoint. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody say that this morning. The Lord will not disappoint. Amen. I want at least two people on this line this morning. The Lord has instructed me to tell you to pray for my coming and my going down into Texas because there's demonic warfare that we're going to go into, and the Lord wants me to be covered in prayer. So need two of you this afternoon, this morning to be an accessory tool for the preacher this morning as we prepare to move out and go down into the Dallas-Fort Worth area to stir up trouble. Amen. That's one thing that I'm good at, stirring up trouble. And so we want to make sure that we are covered in prayer by those that have an inkling, have a heart to pray. If that's you that the Lord is moving upon to be a prayer warrior this morning, I want you to press *1 on your phone so I'll know who you are, because I'll need to pray for you, because when you start praying for prophetic people, then you become a target for demonic authorities, principalities, and powers in high places. Okay, I got you all. I got you all. Amen. Press star one back on out before the devil finds out who you are. Amen. Don't let him find out who you are. Press star one again and get out of there. Amen. All right, we're going to get into the teaching this morning. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn to the book of Luke chapter 4. Book of Luke chapter 4. We're going to talk about the power of the word. The power of the word this morning. And we know that many people have said in past conversations that the word of God has power. But what causes it to have this power? Why is it that the word of God is so powerful? And how does it have an effect in the lives of those of us who are believers? What does the power in the word have to do for us, amen, that are part of the household of faith? Amen. We're going to find that out this morning as we tap into the understanding that the Lord has for us this morning. Glory to God. There's an individual on the line this morning that has been battling some sickness that's been trying to come on you. The Lord says that no weapon formed against you will prosper. By the time you leave this broadcast this morning, you'll be able to testify that you've been healed by the power of the word that is delivered this morning. Amen. Somebody's going to get healed this morning. Glory to God. I feel an anointing already. It's going to start going down the highway to Texas and going to be in the meeting this afternoon. I just feel the power, the glory this morning, like I haven't felt in a good while. So somebody's going to receive a healing this morning before this broadcast is over. Luke chapter 4, Luke chapter 4. And want to look at verse 27. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha's the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But passing through the midst of them, went his way. And he came down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word was with power. Hallelujah. And so we want to ask the question this morning, how do we as Christians utilize the power of the word of God to our benefit? Because it says that Jesus was in a position where they were amazed, astonished at what he was saying, what he was preaching, because it was connected to power. And so where did the power come from? Where did the power come from? Let's go to the book of St. John, chapter 1. The book of St. John, chapter 1, verse number 1 reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Get that this morning, get that this morning. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things that were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So everything that is was made by God. And everything that is was also, based on the Word, made by the Word. So everything that is, watch this now, is connected to the Word. Everything that you see, everything that is created is connected to the Word. There's nothing that exists that once you trace it down was not connected to the Word. Was established by the Word. And so we're asking the question, where did the Word of God get its power? Well, the Word of God got its power from God. Verse number 4 says, "In him was life, and his life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not." Amen. So everything in the beginning, before the foundations of the world, where it has been established, has been connected to God and his Word. Amen. And so in order to receive the revelation, you have to believe God and you have to believe his Word. And so I say faith comes as a belief. Say that with me. Faith is a belief in God and his Word. If I believe God and I believe his Word, then that will connect me, watch this morning, to everything that is. That's why the Word has the power to change anything, because everything that is connected to the Word. And it says that the Word was God. The Word was God. So everything that is connected, everything that is connected to God and his Word. And both God and his Word have power in everything that is. That's why the Word has the ability to change anything. That's the way that it's been in the beginning. Amen. And if you want to see a demonstration of God's power, then let him begin to speak his Word. Ooh, glory. Whenever he speaks his Word, he releases his power into that Word. That's why earlier this year I told you to stop reading the Bible as a book and start reading it as the word that was spoken, because it still has the same power. Well, ooh, God. Amen, 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 amen. Arthritis is being lifted off of somebody's body right now. The stiffness in the joints that's been giving you pain for the last few days, God is lifting that from your body this morning. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's, yes, full range of motion in places that you haven't been able to move, haven't been able to get deliverance from. You can get deliverance today. Amen. Lower back pain right now is being healed. For those of you that have been struggling with lower back pain, the word has power. And by his stripes, the word says you are healed this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word became powerful when God spoke it. Because everything that is was created and established by God. And the Word is God. So the same power that created it is the same power that gave the power for it to be established. And when God spoke the word, it became. Hello? He said everything that is, pencils, bottle caps, garbage cans, everything that is created has been created by him and the power that is within him. Amen, that moved upon someone's life that caused them to create whatever it was that is. And when he decided that it needed to come forth, he activated it in the heart of that individual. And as they begin to speak it and write the vision down and make it plain, it became exactly what it is that God ordained it, desired for it to be. The reason why it functions perfectly is because God created it, God designed it. You know, you get power whenever you receive the word. Ooh, glory. Somebody ought to get excited about that, because whenever you get the word, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and faith is a belief in God and his word. So if I believe in God and I believe in his word, then that means faith comes when I hear it. So when I hear it, what is deposited in me is the power that is attached and associated with it. We're talking about the power of the word this morning. And when you have the power of the word in you, you receive it into you. The word says that you receive dunamis powers like dynamite. And all of a sudden, what was impossible now becomes possible, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, confident expectation in something that has not revealed itself yet. Glory to God. How you're going to be delivered in your situation has not been revealed yet. You've been confidently expecting it, but there is no evidence, no manifestation, because it's still in thought form. And it hasn't been established yet. Watch, I'm going somewhere this morning. It hasn't been established yet because it hasn't been spoken yet. Okay, there it is, there it is, there it is. Your deliverance is in your speaking and releasing the power of what the word says. And the word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I ever seen my seed having to beg for bread. And before that'll happen, I will perform the miraculous. There it is. There it is. There it is. Miracles being released into your life right now. Receive it right now. If you have a confident expectation, I'm not talking about an expectation with doubt and unbelief, but if you have a confident expectation, then the power of God was already established in your situation because everything that is connected to God. Amen. So everything that is connected to God has a word attached to it. And that word attached to it has power to deliver, power to heal, power to break through, power to heal, power to have whatever it is that you say come into being. Amen. But you got to be able to stand on faith, unshakable, unmovable, and then be able to say what God said. Because when you say what God said, then the power is released in that situation, that circumstance, that problem. He said everything that is connected to God. So if we're going through problems, then that's God's design, amen, because God's design in the midst of the problem is that you'll find him in the midst of the problem. So that whenever the problem comes out, instead of getting all bent over and bent out of shape about it, you'll begin to rejoice in the midst of the problem because you know that the power of God says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Somebody's coming out in the morning. There's going to be a situation that's going to present itself that's going to deliver you from your situation. In the morning, I don't know who I'm talking to, but this is a prophetic release this morning. The power is coming to your door. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Better get some people on the line this morning. Better call them on the phone. Tell them to get on the phone. There's power being released right now. And so if you want people to be conduits for the power, call somebody and tell them, you better get on the phone because things are happening on the phone. Deliverance and breakthrough is happening on the phone because of the power of the word. And that little simple understanding that everything that is connected to the word. Amen. Everything that is connected to the word. And God said that the word was him. And so the word that was him has power, amen. And so he has the power over everything that is because it is connected to him, amen. And so if everything connected to him belongs to him, then everything that belongs to him has or is connected to the power that is in him. So he has the power to heal. He has the power to deliver. He has the power to bring financial breakthrough. Amen. I release angels on assignment right now that are bringing financial breakthrough into the lives of the believer. There's something happening in the spirit realm this morning where the blessing is being released and angelic beings, angelic hosts are opening the doors and directing people into your positioning so that the power can be released in your situation. Glory to God. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Somebody shout that this morning. Pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give unto your book. There are people looking to bless you right now, so you better shout right now so they know where to bring the blessing. Hallelujah. Woo, man, I'm telling you, I don't know how I'm going to make it to Dallas. We might have to pull over at the rest stop and give God a shout, give him a praise this afternoon. Hallelujah. The word became powerful when God spoke it. Amen. The word became powerful when God spoke it. So if I'm depositing the word in you, that's creating faith, which is what? A belief in God. And a belief in his word. So the belief that was needed. If you believe, you can receive. If you doubt, you have to pout. Amen. But it doesn't become believable until you, watch this, begin to speak it. Some of you very simply have not, because you haven't spoken it. You haven't asked. Because he said, if you ask, it will be given. So you have to speak it to receive it. Somebody's getting blessed this morning. Somebody's getting blessed this morning. There's a breakthrough anointing right now. Somebody's getting blessed this morning. So you may as well go ahead and shout now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You may as well go ahead and shout now. Go ahead. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Because, see, your shout is a release of what's in you, a confident expectation. So when you're confidently expecting something from the Lord, when you speak it, you release it. Somebody better shout right now. Glory to God. Woo! Boy, the devil shouldn't have messed with me this morning. He shouldn't have messed with me this morning, because great damage is going to be done to the kingdom of darkness this morning. When you receive the word, you receive power. And once you receive the power, what you take hold of, watch this, is the same entity, the same essence that raised or was responsible for raising Jesus Christ from the dead. When you receive the word, you receive into your bosom the same thing that was responsible for raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, remember, everything in hell was against him coming back to life. Everything in hell is against you getting your breakthrough right now. Everything that is against God. Watch this. Everything that wants to align itself to be against God does not want you to experience the joy of the manifestation of it. So everything in hell is against you. That's the resistance you feel. But everything that is what? Connected to God. And God says, I know the thoughts of the plans that I have for you, the plans to prosper you. And so the Bible says no weapon formed against you. Ooh, that's shouting ground right there. No matter what is against you to keep you from prospering, the Bible says that there cannot be anything constructed, no weapon formed, that is against you will be able to manifest itself. Because God's intent was to bless you from the beginning. He said, in the beginning. In the beginning of your situation, when it first started, God had the manifestation of the antidote that would bring you out before it began. And so what really you're going through right now is just nothing more than a faith exercise. Oh, glory. A faith exercise to show you where you are. If you're being wavering in your faith, then in order, this is an open book test, by the way. If you're wavering in your faith, well, then that's to let you know that you need to make an adjustment, and then you need to begin to speak the answer into your situation, because the answer that God has is in you if you have the word in you. Christ in you is the hope. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. So what you're hoping for is God in you to manifest itself. And it manifests itself when you speak it to release it into your situation. Man, I'm telling you, something is breaking right now. Because the same spirit that was against Jesus coming back from the dead is the same spirit that is against you. And that's why the word says that if we are buried with him, we have to be resurrected. Oh, glory, glory, glory. We have to be resurrected with him. So if the enemy tried to kill him, he's going to try to kill you. But the same power that raised him up already dwells in you. Ooh. So if that same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, then you'll get up when you start speaking the word into your situation and stop all of that. Woe is me, I'm so depressed, I'm going through, I can't make it, God done left me. How has he left you and he's on the inside? He's on the inside. He's on the outside. He said everything that is created was created by God. And so you've been created by God. That's what you are. You're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And so whatever it is that he has experienced, you have already experienced yourself. Problem is, the enemy wants to keep you from running your mouth. He wants to keep you from talking about it. So he provides three things this morning: distractions, deceptions, and condemnation. Many of the people don't see the power of the word of God operating in their life because they're too distracted by earthly things. There's a little thing that you hold in your hand called a telephone that is the major reason why you can't get the breakthrough that you need from God. Because majority of the people in this planet now, they got places on their hip that are designed to carry their phone. They carry their phones in their hands, on their pockets. They won't leave home without it. They won't. There's not a minute that goes by that they don't touch it and look at it and pamper it and plug it in. And oh man, my phone. And I you know, so if you got a good phone, then you talk to it. And it's your companion now. They even got voices on there that sound like people, man. And they talk back to you. You ask them questions, and they end in the dialogue. We are distracted by so many things in this world that it keeps us from focusing on the things that God wants us to see, to feel, to experience. Amen. When you go through these faith exercises, it's to build a process of faith in you so that you won't be wavered no matter what it is that you encounter. You'll know what to do. Whenever trouble comes, you praise your way out. When you start to go through financial difficulty, then you need to start speaking and releasing prosperity back into your life instead of saying, man, I'm so broke. Oh, I can't get a breakthrough finance. You better speak the finances that you need back into your life so that you can do what you need to do right now in Jesus' name. The enemy is coming to destroy you. And he'll do that if you're distracted. Second thing is the enemy wants to keep you from talking by deceiving you into believing a lie. He'll manipulate the situation to make it seem like that there's no help for you in the midst of the situation. I'm talking to somebody now. He'll make you think that there's no deliverance, no healing, there's no breakthrough, that you're going to be bound by the situation until it fulfills whatever the enemy has accomplished for it to fulfill. And that's not true. That is a lie. That is deception. Doesn't make any difference what it is that you're going through. If the Bible says, my God shall supply all of my needs, that's what the word says. And so I am connected to that word just like I am connected to my God shall supply all my needs. And I'm connected to the situation, the false situation that arises. How can we prove that God is greater if we're never challenged with that which is less than? Hello? God is in the middle of less than and making us believe less than instead of my God shall supply all of my needs. He didn't say that you would have less than unless you were distracted, lest you didn't believe what the word says, lest you got off on a tangent and started thinking some other contrary way. And the deception is that the enemy got to cause you to believe a lie because he doesn't have an answer or an antidote to the truth. Glory to God. Last thing is condemnation. It creates avenues of sin in our lives so that we are condemned and don't feel like we have the right to ask God, to say anything to God about our deliverance. Because we believe that because we have sinned, then we've fallen short and God's not going to honor our requests. So we don't say nothing. That deaf and dumb spirit comes on us and we start acting like we don't know, we can't think, we don't believe. And so we start releasing out of our mouths statements that make God wonder whether why he even created us. Faith is the language of the kingdom. If you're not speaking faith, then that's baby talk to him. He's just babbling. And so He doesn't goo-goo, gaga with grown-up folk. He just leave them alone until they come to the knowledge of the truth, and then the truth sets them free. But he wants you to feel condemned, like you merit whatever it is that's happening to you. It's like, well, I know it's because I did so-and-so. But the blood of Jesus, the Bible says, covers a multitude of our sins. So when I invoke the blood, then that means that covers my sin. And so he sees me as I really am, which is a son. And the son has the rights, has the inheritance, has everything that's connected to him. And he said, if a son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? No. We're talking about the power that's in the word. Because the word is connected to God. So the enemy wants to keep you from talking, or else he wants to get you talking a strange language, which is doubt and unbelief. It's a foreign language to him. Faith, he said, with faith, anything is possible. So you got to go back into your situation and release the truth. What did God say? Did God say you would be broke? Did he say you would be busted, couldn't be trusted? Is that what he said? Or did he say he would supply all of my needs? Which one will you believe? Faith is a belief in God and his word. One thing about it, if it's not faith, if it's not connected to faith, it's not connected to God. Hello. The Bible says that anything that is done outside of faith is sin. Are you still out there? When I believe God, that connects me to the truth. Once I'm connected to the truth, then the truth of the word makes me free. It frees me. It removes the bondage and the chain. All I have to do is speak into my situation what is needed. My God shall supply all of my need. What do you need? Begin to release it into your situation. There are angels on assignment that are trying to bring you the breakthrough. Hello? Hello? Listen, they were in the middle of the desert and he brought them the breakthrough bread. Amen. I'm talking to somebody this morning. There's breakthrough bread on assignment that God is ready to release into your situation. You need the bread, the cheese. You need the finances. And God says breakthrough situation and there's breakthrough anointing is in your mouth. He said you have the power of life and death in your mouth. And all you have to do is speak it and release it. Listen, I'm through, because if not, I'm going to drive myself crazy before I even get to where I got to go today. My God shall supply all of my needs by the power of the word. Come on, talk to me, those of you that are on the internet, if you want to get into this discussion. 646-595-2110. I want to hear from you this morning. 646-595-2110. For those of you on the phone line, I want you to press *1 on your phone this morning. Talk back to me this morning about the power of the word. Amen. The power of the word. Want to hear your take on that this morning. Caller from the 216, you are on the line this morning.
Good morning, Prophet Diane from Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, how you doing, Dad? It was good to hear that you are wanting to come to Cleveland. Woo-woo, I'm excited about that. And confident expectation. I've been expecting, and I have just been expecting that confident, that sure expectation. And all this stuff for me, it was for me today. I don't know about anybody else on this line, but I was driving and hallelujah and praise the Lord, shouting as I'm coming in the house. And I'm just excited. It's true about what we speak. And we can also speak, you know, faith and doubt in the same sentence, and then, you know, we're still left wondering why nothing is happening. Like, oh, I'm healed, but, you know, I feel this way. And it's like we have to continually speak it. Yesterday, actually a couple days ago, and it might have been within the last few weeks too, that God was really had moved me from my place of comfort in the living room to pray to my basement. And there's nothing right now in my basement. The carpet was pulled up, and so I'm going down there every morning with a winter coat on and praying. And so he has led me to create a war room. And so I've been putting up scriptures, and he told me to put the prayers up on the top soffit and then on the wall scriptures. And so I have just been saturating so I can pray the word, and I can also pray in the spirit and just keep declaring. And I have scriptures all upstairs in my house. So when I wake up, or if I walk into that house and I'm feeling a certain kind of way that's not lining up with what God is telling me, I can see those scriptures and I can say, okay, here I go, right? I have to decree them and declare them no matter how I feel. So I thank you so much, because it was for me today. God bless you.
Amen. So you created a war room to war against the works of the devil this morning.
Amen, yes.
When you come into the broadcast, that's like our war room. That's where we do battle.
Amen.
And so the Lord was talking about the power today, because there's some people evidently that need to tap into the power today. They need to tap into the power. And so this is a faith exercise this morning. Not everybody got up. We've got a smaller crowd on the line than we've been having, but this was for some people specifically this morning. So anyway, we thank God for your comment. Like I said, look forward to coming to Cleveland sometime this year if the Lord allows. Amen. Caller from the 330. You are on the line.
Good morning. This is Laura from the Cleveland area as well. I am very excited to hear that you're – good morning. I'm equally excited with Diane that you're thinking about coming here, and I know God will open up the doors. I'm receiving that and believing that by faith. I wanted to thank you for this word this morning too, because in my walk with God, that has definitely been a challenge for me, and I know where the enemy tries to work with me at is to shut my mouth. I know that when I am needing to really exercise my faith is when I notice that I haven't spoken, that I'm silent, that God will bring it to my memory, like, wait a second, you're feeling this way because you're allowing the enemy to shut you down. You're allowing the enemy to not let you speak, and I'll notice that I haven't spoken out like I normally do, and calling those things that are not, and really exercising my faith and speaking the word. So this is just confirmation to me that I'm on the right path, because I know that when I'm not speaking, it's just because the enemy knows that God is working, and that's the only thing that he can really do to us is to keep us silent. And like you said, to deceive us with the lies, to condemn us for our sins and think that we can't go to God after we've done something wrong, fallen short. I mean, let's not be mistaken. God knows when we're going to fall. He knows it before we even do it. But he is a loving God. He's a forgiving God. So I just thank you for this word this morning. I'm encouraged, And let me tell you, I was going to be one of those people that didn't wake up today. I had my little 9-year-old had a sleepover last night, so it was kind of a late night. But God said, get up, get on this line, get on this call. And I just thank you for your obedience to bring the word to us, to encourage us. And I'm just thanking God today, and I'm believing for everything. I'm believing for everything that God has shown me. I'm going to speak those things into existence today. I'm gonna walk like they're already done. I'm gonna walk like my son is already walking with the Lord. I'm gonna walk like my daughter is already walking with the Lord, and that there's deliverance and restoration in these relationships that have been really pressing on my heart with my children. And I'm believing. I'm believing for my ministry to take off. I'm not giving the enemy any more of my sanity. I'm not allowing him to take away this joy that the Lord has placed down deep inside of me. I may have moments. Don't get me wrong. I have moments. We all do. But God is really growing up, as you say. You know, God doesn't want to hear our babble, babble, babble child talk like, oh, gosh, woe is me. We are kingdom people. We are God's children. We are to walk in the power and authority that he has given us. And I just thank God. I really just have to give him all the glory. I mean, I can't even talk about him, honestly, without getting really emotional for what he has done for my life. And when I think about where he's brought me from and what he's brought me through, I am over the moon. I just can't express how grateful I am that he found me. So I got to leave it there because I might just go way off. I know you got to get down the road. So I just thank you. Praise God, and blessings to everybody today. Thank you.
Well, isn't it amazing that we can run our mouths and we can talk about everything that we shouldn't even be talking about, but we have such a difficult time speaking and declaring the things that the Word of God has said to us and said about us. It's almost like we're ashamed to say it. And so the Lord has to do a number on us because sometimes we display some aspects of spiritual insanity. And we walk around and act like we are just crazy, and allowing situations and circumstances to overcome us when we should be allowing ourselves to get breakthrough. And all we have to do is just speak those things that are not as though they are.
Yes.
Knowing that everything that is created has been created by God. And that should be the blessing right now, that everybody knows that they're going through some situation that's been, you know, that's been challenging their faith, but he created it. It's not that it came unaware. There's nothing. Job said it best. Job said, even I know that you got a hedge of protection around him and nobody can access him unless you allow it. And there's nothing that God's going to allow that's going to bring a disagreement with what his word has said, what his word has declared. If he says he's bringing you out, then he's bringing you out.
Amen, amen.
And you're not important enough, I'm not important enough in our little bitty worlds to think that we're going to let our situation prove the whole aspect of God's word to be incorrect. I mean, he ain't given us that much power. But he has allowed those situations to come so that we can get the victory.
Yes.
Anything that he allows us to go through is for victory. And that's when you say, oh, death, where is thy sting?
Yes.
Oh, grave, where is your victory? Because that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. So that means that there's no weapon formed against me that can actually destroy me.
Amen.
Glory to God. Appreciate the call.
Yes. I'll be praying for you as well.
Amen. Keep listening. Keep believing. Keep declaring. anybody else this morning that wants to tap into the power of the word, caller from the 862, you are on the line. Prophet?
God bless you this morning, Prophet. Ooh, this morning, I thank God for the word, because I'm one of those that prayer was for me this morning. And I'm forever grateful for you and your obedience to God. I'm grateful for the word of God on this morning, because we all have times when we go through and we don't want to be in disbelief, but sometimes we just want to know God when and why, and you know, we go through different things and knowing that the dark side is opposition against us. And to be honest, sometimes, I'm speaking for myself, sometimes I just get tired. Sometimes I just get pure tired. Though I know the Spirit is always willing, sometimes I just get tired, especially to get in a place where, and you know, as prophets, we live in.
I think something happened and we lost the caller. Prophet Yvette, call back again. Some kind of way we lost you. So come on back if you get a chance. We've been talking about the power of the word. Amen. The power of the word. And so we want to encourage you this morning. We want to encourage you this morning to receive the power of the word. All right, Cole, I see you. Prophet, are you there? Hello.
But anyway, you know, I just thank God for. Can you hear me, Prophet?
Yeah, we lost you for a minute. I don't know what happened,
sir.
But you disappeared for a moment.
I just thank God for the word and the reminder that the power of the word and the word is in us. And I thank God for the reminder that we have to speak. We have to open our mouths and speak those things that are not as though they were, because the power of creativity, the power that God created us for, is in our mouth. And if we don't speak it, we just sit around crying, "Woe is me, God. What about me, God?" But we got to get up. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're not babies. We grown up in the spirit, in the kingdom of God. But every now and then we need that reminder. And open your mouth and speak those things that God has shown you. Speak the word, because there's power in the word to bring life to our dead situation. And I just bless God for you this morning, sir, that you're obedient to bring forth the word that we need in season, because we don't want to be out of season. And I just bless God for you this morning, Prophet.
Amen. But you know what? The one thing about the word is it always works.
Yeah.
It always works. The word, the Bible says that it never returns void. So it always has the ability to work in our situation if you believe.
Yes.
Like I always say, if you believe it, you can receive it. If you doubt it, what? You go home
without it.
And have to sit in the corner and pout about it. But if I have the word in me, then all things, the word says, are possible to those who believe. But boy, the enemy started playing the mind games. Ooh, he started playing those mind games and started telling you, you ain't finna get a breakthrough. It's not gonna happen. You're gonna lose. You're not gonna win. You're gonna lose everything. You're gonna be sick. You're not gonna be healed. I'm gonna be this. I'm gonna be that. And the Lord is like, shake yourself. Shake yourself. Yeah. What are you saying? Because what you're saying is not connected to me. Deliverance is connected to the word. Healing is connected to the word. Personal prosperity is connected to the word. But yet still we want to disconnect from the word so that it won't happen. I'm telling you, spiritual insanity. Caller from the 214. Thank you, Prophet.
Amen. God bless you.
Caller from the 214.
Yes.
Mr. Sharon, what say you, friend? What say you?
I love that word at this point because there is power in the word. Of the power of life and death is in our mouth. And we have to learn how to open up our mouth and speak the word. I like to go back to Genesis 1, only God just spoke. Everything was formed and boughtless, but God just spoke, let it be. And everything came into its rightful place. When we learn how to speak the word, things will fall into place. But we don't speak the word as we should. And I learned that down the road because there is power in your mouth. But we have to learn how to open up our mouth and speak it out. So, yes, the word is powerful. It cuts. Yes, it does. It cuts. It cuts asunder. It'll cut clean to the root. It'll cut off things. But we have to learn how to walk in that power that God has given us. And that's what we don't use, Prophet. We don't use that all the time. And we like to sit back and oh, Lord, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to do. If you speak it, it'll come to pass. It may not come when you want it, but it's going to come to pass in God's timing. And that's what I like about the word, because I have the power in my mouth to speak those things as be not as though they were, as the word has told us. But we don't follow the instructions. The instructions is the word. So, no, we just can't read this Bible. No. It's a difference between reading and studying this Bible, but this Bible become manifest. And I like it when it said in Genesis, let there be light. When he spoke, the light of the word manifested. So what we speak in light of what God says, the word manifests. So that's the only thing I want to say. I'm excited to be in the service with you on today. And I'm going to be praying for you as you come. I'm not going to uphold because you do need to get back in that chamber because, yes, we are in spiritual warfare here in this Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we do need prayer and a word to come to sweep through this city. God bless you, and just can't wait to meet with you this evening.
Minister Sharon, you are coming to the service today?
Yes, sir, I will be there today. My driver will be driving me there today. So we're going to leave here between 2:30 and 2:45 because it's about an hour and 7 minutes away from where I live.
Okay, well, then that means you can preach today. Glory to God, I am off the hook.
Oh, no, you got this. but I will be there, yes. My driver is intact to bring me into that area on today, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to have
right.
time, and I got some help. What the devil going to do now? I got some help, man.
Well, we're going to run him up out of here. That's what we're going to do. We're going to run him up out of here. But I'm just believing God that miracles will take place, and signs and wonders shall follow in this city. Yes, this city do need a lot of words. And I have been praying for you ever since I knew that you was coming into this city. So we are prepared and ready to receive the word that God has sent through you to bring into this city. God bless you.
Amen. Glory. All right. Well, listen, we're going to get ready to go. I just want to release a word of prayer into the atmosphere over this group today. Father, we just thank you for those that have joined us. We thank you for the power of your word. Lord, we give you glory and honor for all that you are releasing into our lives. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the prosperity, the healing. All that you've done today, God, we give you glory for it in Jesus' name. And we'll continue to give you the glory for all that you're doing. Let today be a special day in the lives of those that have heard your word. And, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let it be manifest this day in a way that allows them to know and to see that God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Well, listen, my time is up. Until next week, we'll see you next time on the Serious Bible Study. Don't forget, if you are a listener of the Serious Bible Study, then sow a seed of support. You can do so by going to our website at aogwoc.org. Have a blessed week in the Lord, and until next time, we'll see you back here, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, for the Serious Bible Study. God bless.
I can overcome.